Ein Zayin on the Aleph, halfway down the page. So we quoted the Mishnah in Sefer Shabbos, which said, "Menishalom the Nadorim Shehein LaTorach HaShabbos." So you're allowed to be matzah Nadorim, which are LaTorach HaShabbos. Iboyel Luhum. Kishlo Yahoyah Lempenai, Odilma Kishoyah Lempenai. Is this heter only when the person didn't have time before Shabbos to take care of the heter? It's something which is relevant for Shabbos. In that sense, it's Tzarecha Shabbos, but he didn't have to, it's not necessary, it wasn't necessarily something which had to be done on Shabbos, because he could have, should have taken care of it before Shabbos. But it's something which he could have taken care of before Shabbos. Maybe you can't be matur on Shabbos, or no difference. So Toshma, is the Kiku Le Rabbonon. The Chachamim were dealt with. The Brei de Rav Zutra, Brei de Rav Zeira, the son of Rav Zutra, the son of Rav Zeira. I feel a bit of Dorim, Shor Yilam Panai, Mi Boi Dorim. There was a case which happened where they had time before Shabbos to take care of it, and even so, they were Matur the Neder. Sub Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Nisholam Nidorim B'Shabbos, B'yochin Mumcha, in B'shloish HaYotus Loi, Mishum Nimiskazi Kedino. So Rav Yosef wanted to say that the reason why it's also for Nidorim which are not Latarcha Shabbos is because it looks like a Bezdin. And then once they asked three people, they asked Yochin Mumcha also, because there are cases where Yochin Mumcha can judge a case of Mumminus also. Now that they're matar and net, we're going to allow being matar and adorim l'tzarecha Shabbos, but not when it looks like a bezdin mamish of three people. So by Yechid Mumcha, who doesn't need three people, yes, otherwise not. Amalei Abaya. Kivan the seer lon afilam umat, we're going to allow this hataras adorim should be done standing. I feel a cry of the loch is that the Torah can be done, it can be with relatives. I feel a Laila even at night time, which all these things are not allowable by case of Dini Mominis, of Bezdin. Even three people does not look like a case of Bezdin, because there are many different differences. There are many different ways that the two are different. Okay. So the more Omer of Abba, Omer of Hun, Omer Rav, Halacha Mefirim Nadorim Belayla. Yilad Mefir Nadorim Belayla. The more says, not just Tafka Beyom. The more says, well, Masnisen. That's Nadorim Belayla. Belayla Shabbos. We already pointed out that's the Mishnah. Aleima Halacha Nisholim Belayla. You can be Matzah Nadorim Belayla. So Rav Abba quoted that Rav Huna said that Rav said that like that. So it said Mefirim. The more suggesting that it can't mean that. It has to mean Nisholam Balaila. So Rav Abba asked Rav Huna that did Rav say that? Okay, so Amar Lei. So Rav Huna said back to Rav Abba, Ishtik. So be quiet. Okay. So now the more wants to know. Amar Lei, Ishtik Kamarta, Oy Shasi Kamarta. So they. Get this straight. Who's over here? One second. So Rav Huna said that Rav didn't say it.
Say what? Quiet.
Rav did not say the statements. Rav said, "Be quiet." Okay. In other words, when this topic came up of Nisholim Belayla, so Rav said to Rav Huna to be quiet. Okay. Now, Amar Lei. So now, Rav Huna is talking back to Amar Lei Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. So Rav Huna said back Ishtik. So then it should be Rav Abba is asking to Rav Huna, Amar Lei Ishtik Kamarta or Shasi Kamarta? Was he saying, keep quiet? One second. I'm not sure how to touch this piece. Let's see the run. Let's start from the run before. He spoiled the hoon. This halacha is allowed to be matan adorim on Shabbos. Is it only when there was no time before Shabbos or not? It was the one example would be that the person made the netter right before Shabbos, so there's no time to be matar it. Inami, the isik lachacham bibadayim, or they couldn't find a chacham who was available to address it before Shabbos. Even if something which you could have done before, we still do on Shabbos. It looks like a bezin. You're not allowed to have a bezin sit on Shabbos. Even though we're dealing with a person which has to have the qualifications of a dayan, that he's samuch, so he looks like a dayan. No, lo mishkar milsa, lo mixi kedino. It's not obvious what the person is doing. It doesn't look like a case of din. So Baya said, keep in the sirlo on the filo moment. The yeshiva boy, we know by Bezdin, for monuments or for the nefashas, etc., they have to be seated. But over here, they can be standing. It can be even with relatives. You can't have a Bezdin sit on to adjudicate a case Belaila, but you can be have a bezin be matter and adorn Belaila. So lamesik adina. Lika keretuva, there's a lot of differences. So he said that being made for Belaila is a Mishnah. But Masisani Umay Kamashul on Rav. So Rav was saying that you could be nishal on a neder b'layla. The chiddush double gav to be in chacham ushlosh hadyotus the dharma the din, even though it parallels din. Filachi nishal b'layla, but even so, you could do a b'layla. Now, Ashken Kamarta. See, he has the girsa of Ashken Kamarta. Rav Huna Shal is Rav Abba. So the Ramans that Rav Huna is talking. Ma'ato Shaleni. What were you asking me when you asked the words Amar Rav Hachi? Is that because Mishun the Sirle Hashmaita with a Hashkali Kais Kamarta? Ayashtikin Kamarta Shatu Tumea Hechi Amar Rav Hachi. And he's kavanta l'shata kursi. So the round learned like this. That his question was, so they came and corrected, and they said it means nisholim b'layla. And mostly that's what Rav meant. So Rav Abba's reaction when he asked Rav Huna, did Rav say that? He has one of two possibilities. One is he holds that doesn't make sense. So his question was, did Rav really say that? Is that the question? Or saying, or he holds of that, and he's excited that Rav said this. Rav said that? Did Rav say that? So it's the same, it's a question, but the question is, do you want to reward me with a kais because you're so happy about it, or you want to keep me quiet? What are you trying to say? So that's what he was, that was what Rav Huna asked Rav Abba, when you asked the question, what was your goal? So how is it? So 1 second. Okay, but if he appears there, Lagor is Toshma, so the next piece of Gemara is not connected. Eloha Derav Ika, memory be'ape nafshehi. Because this question over here was what exactly Rav Huna wanted to know, what was Rav Abba's intent? So bringing that Rav Ika Bar Oven says something is irrelevant to our, what the question was. But we see there, see Amar Rav Hachi, Amar Lei, Ishtik. So that's like Girsa, which we have. Okay, now, there was, according to this first Girsa, we don't have that those words. Amar Lei Ishtik. Okay, so then, Amar Lei Ashken Kamarta, Aishtak Kamarta. Amar Lei Toshma, Amar Ravika. Okay, now, Vachi Pirusha. Amar Rav Hachi, Rav Abba Shaul Rav Huna im Shema Merab Beferish. Did Rav say this explicitly? Beheshibloi Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said back, the way we were learning, Diyo Amar Tamei de Rav, Rav Shosak. So Rav Huna said that I said it in front of Rav, and Rav responded by being quiet. So that's Amar Ishtik. He kept quiet. Then Rav Abba continued and he asked Rav Huna, "How the shasak l'chav Rav? Why did Rav keep quiet? That could be because of one or two reasons. Either mishum da haydel d'varecha, ka'adam ha'arim l'chavercha ashkayich, adilma how the shasak mishum shirotz l'shatekecha. He wanted to silence you." And he felt no need to respond. He didn't want to respond to that, you know, that ridiculous statement that you just said. Okay. Or he meant that he wants to say, Rav was happy with what you said. Like he said, the same type of idea of this word. I'll give you a cup of wine in honor of what you just said. So what was Rav's silence? Okay. It doesn't fit into our gears of our Gemara perfectly, but okay, fine. So according to that, we're trying to figure out what was Rav Shita. So therefore, Omer of Ika Bar Oven is dakikle that. So then Toshma. So we don't know what Rav Shita was, and we're saying Toshma because Omer of Ika Bar Oven. Rav Ika Bar Oven was meyed that he's dakikle Rav, the Rabbah. Vikituna the Bay Rav Oymed Yechidi Ubalaila. So it was that Rav addressed a was matter a netter of Rabbah in Vikituna the Bay Rav in the base medrash in the room. Kituna is the room of the Bay Rav Oymed Yechidi and Laila. So you see that Rav himself was Matar and Neder Belila. Okay. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Oshib Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Nisholim Bet Nedorim, Oymed Yechidi Ubalila. The Matarim can be standing, it could be one Matar, Vizu Yachim Mumcha, it could be Belila, Uba Shabbos, Uba Krivim. I feel a higher than Panami by doing. Okay. All of these things are acceptable.
So what's the concept here? I mean, why is this so different than a regular legal proceeding? is not my space, then what is it? I mean,
well, the source of the pasuk is that loyachel devaroy chazal darshan, he can't be mechel devaro, but becher moichlin loy, somebody else can be make the word over here is lashon of making it kulin, which means taking this word which has kedusha, has the power to be mechayim and do something, and you make it kulin, which means you make it that has no power. So the source for the din is a different din. It's not the regular halacha of Bezdin. The halacha of Bezdin is, which we know we had the discussion back in the first parak with the rounds to talk about it again, that over there, the concept of one human being to sit in judgment, another human being doesn't exist. I can't sit in judgment, another human being. I have no power over you. The only way I have it is because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim Nitzabad Askel. So I'm acting as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's representative, which is why the Yonim share Kadosh Baruch Hu's name as they're being seated. They become Elohim. They have the power of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that applies to Dinim Omnis, applies to Dinim Nefashis, applies to Dinim Malkus, whatever it applies to. So we're sitting in judgment on other people. Over here, there's no judgment taking place. So it's not Bezdin. It's not a process of Din.
But you still need, I mean, so then how do you get to the level of, you know, being, you know, taking words of Kedusha and then making them whole?
Well, we have the pasuk. The root of the process is the process of bishua. We're saying that if we can find a flaw in the letter, so you have a right to say that there was the process is by finding a flaw in the letter. Therefore, there was something wrong with the letter, so it's not a letter.
Okay, but so we don't need any. So why not, have two? Ain based in shuffle, you need three, right?
So I'm not sure where three came in. The Maisa, it says Roshei Matos, the beginning of the parsha. So I think that's where we get that's where three comes from. In that sense, it functions like the normal. We compare it to the idea of the Rashi Amatis, which the point of the Russian, when they were the Memunim Elam, when they were right to judge. So that's where we in that sense we compare it to Bezdin for that purpose. I don't remember. It comes up later on. It might come up later on the sugya. I don't remember. I don't remember the cheshvan of three where it comes from. Okay. Furthermore, kasha I made. You tell me that you're allowed to be mat in a dorm standing of Otanya. So the story over there, so Rav Gamliel was matter this netter, but he Bedavka sat down to matter the netter, and he was also misatef. Misatef means that in honor of a din, that it should be focused, and they would Bedavka wrap himself in a talus. So he mamish did the whole procedure over here. You're telling me you can do a mitzvah?
Do we have that nowadays? Is that valid?
Ituf?
Yeah.
But for Torah Sadorim or for in general?
No, in general.
In general, it's brought down. So what they do, I once heard from a Dayan, and he says that they bedafka sit in their jackets and hats. You know, some act of, you know, of showing a kashivas that we're doing, that they should stay focused. It's not a relaxed. You're not relaxing in the case of din. I think there are some about the din which are makbed on Yituv. Okay. Um, So how does this work? So the more answers, Ramil Sovar. Now the Bach changes the gears, so he brings the Sermon Chaim and says, "Ain poison b'charata." So you can't just be matter with a charata, because miakar nidra be'inan boy yuni. So it requires iyun v'ahachi yoshev. Therefore he seated himself to work through all of the svaras of how your matter define a valid pesach. Requires yeshiva, like we find that something which is complicated, the person does better being meyushiv. But Rav Nachman Sover poiskan becharata, that the Bach changes the gear. So being matan eder is not very difficult. Do you say, well, do you really regret the fact that you did it? He said, yeah, I really regret. End of conversation. A filum omer, and therefore he can even do it standing. So the requirement of yeshiva is because we want to be able to find a valid Pesach, not because that mitzad hilchos dinim requires yeshiva. Okay. Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rava said from Nachman, Chazimar, did you see this the following story which happened? Haimir Rabbanan, the Osim Merava. There was a Talmud who now came from Merava, from Eretz Yisrael. Vamra is the Kikule Rabbanan, the Bray, the Rav Huna Bar Oven, Mishar Le Nidre. He said that they connected, like Zika means they addressed the issue, but I'm not thinking of a good English translation.
They addressed themselves.
Okay, addressed. I'm not sure that's not exact taich, but that's the idea means. Okay. So this person is quoting and saying that he's the kikol rabbanon, the braid of Hunabar Oven, that the chachamim addressed Hunabar Oven's son, Mishar Lenidre, and they addressed the issue of being matir is neder. They said to Rav Huna Bar Oven, "Zeal, boy, Rachmiel Nafshecha, you need to pray for your soul, the Chatosa, because you have sinned." The Tani Rav Dimi Achua the Rav Safra. Okay. So a person who makes a neder, even if he fulfills it, is considered a chayte. Amar Rav Zvi, the micro, and Rav Zvi said, "What's the pasuk?" It says, "V'chisechdal lindor lo yibachachet." If you refrain from making a neder, you won't have sin. Haloi chodalta means if you do not refrain and you do make an eder, even if you fulfill it, ikachet, there is sin. So Rabbi said to Rav Nachman that the way they were matzah the eder was by telling him that he's a chote, and he says, well, if I realized he's a chote, I would never have made an eder. So they generated a either it's a charata or it's a pesach by informing him that, and they felt that was a valid way to matter the neder. The problem which we have with that is we discussed before that the person might really inside say, no, I really want the neder anyway, but he's embarrassed to admit. You know what? Even though if it was a sinner, I'd do it anyway. He's going to say yes, you know, I would do it anyway. So we're not going to get an honest response out of him, or potentially fully honest response out of him. So we shouldn't be matter the neder based on such a type of a charata. So Rava pointed out to Rav Nachman that this person said that Rava, they held that it was okay to use this type of conversation to generate a Pesach, a charata in the person. Okay. Tanya Armalishta called the Durm Shatiduri Iafshi Shatiduri or Iain Zanetter. Whatever the Durm you make, I do not want them, or they're not a netter, Lerma Klum. So she said the Dorim, and he says, you know what? Whatever the Dorim you make from now on, which you will make, I don't want. So that would imply that what he just heard, he's not addressing, he's just saying, don't do any more. So that should act as a kiyum. Lermer klum, it's not a kiyum. Yafa asis, or ve'en kemoseich, or vim loy nadart, ma'adircha, ma'adireich ani, dvorv kayamin. If he said a language which indicates his pleasure, that's a valid akam. Let's see the run. Don't ask you why it's here. Zok the Ran, no, the Ran, top of the page. Shnuz bei Rav, becheder shabes a medrash, so he was oimed yechidi belayla. Aharon Garcina, which is the back, Rangil Silver, ein person becherota. El Tzarech, limse pesach, mitecha neder. So you need to find an approach within the neder itself to say that there was some flaw. So since he needed to be, that requires eon, so he needed to be focused, so he, that's why he sat down. So that's the girsa which would the Ron says we should have. Well, Pirish Kane Rashi Zal Perikador. There's a, this Gemara is a parallel Gemara in Erevin. And Rashi says not learn like this girsa. Which means according to Rashi, if you hold posting mecharata, you need yeshiva. If you hold any posting mecharata, you don't need yeshiva. Now we paskin. We're somewhat ambivalent. We paskin that you're posting mecharata, but it's preferable to make it into a Pesach. Not to rely on charata, but you can make charata into a Pesach. Because of Barash Mazal, the Lididan, the Kamalon, the Poiskim Mecharata, Mekiman de Mikor, the Milsa, Poiskim Mecharata, we approach it with Charata the Chachkila, Vilabina, and Yoshev. Okay, so we start out. We don't need. We do not need yeshiva like the girsa that the Ran is quoting is the correct girsa. If you hold posim charata, you don't need yeshiva. And I feel a learning scar. The answer is no. I don't have charata to make harder. When a shichem lachazar achar psachim lahatiroi loy boy yoshiv. So we say, okay, now you need to be seated because we're sitting and contemplating the different forms of a Pesach because the charata didn't work. The kiman, the ikar dinah.
Well, there's loy boy
yoshiv. Loy boy yoshiv. You don't need yeshiva. Why the kiman, the ikar dinah meumad. When you start the conversation, you're allowed to be standing. Saif dinah meumad. So we could continue with such. Zok deran lefisha lo yirati the time any omer came. I don't understand his logic, so I don't agree. Pashas the Ran's argument over here that the Our Gemara is saying that in a case where you need to do a Pesach, you need yeshiva for Eon's purpose. So you can't say since, but you started out the judgment standing, you're allowed to continue standing. It's a different point. Okay. Tanya Homer Khazi Mar Homer Mitsubra Bottom the Kamar the Marava Amri Shanoira Khaitehu. They say that another is Khaite. And the Pasha Lumura means and they were using that as a way to find the charata. Tanya, however, she already made a neder, and he says, "Call the dorm she tzeduri. Whatever the dorm you will make in the future, you have she should tzeduri. I don't want him to make that neder." Ain ritzoni she teino deris mikan beilach. I do not want any more in the dorm. Alvagav the mishma mi milsei. Even though you can imply from his what he said, the ma'ad nodre ad hashda nichole, but whatever she did until now was acceptable to him. So he's being Mekayim or Neder. Whatever she did until now. It's not considered a Akama because it's just an implied Akama. It's not directly addressing what she said. And therefore, so if later in the day, in this day, he wants to be made for the netter, he could do so. You did well when you made this in these nadar. Inami dharma law ain kamoy seich. Inami dharma law im loy nadart ani madirech. The word of kayaman, the chalhani lisha da kama mashma, those are languages, those are phrases of a kama. So the whole price is dealing with a comma. In the ratio, we're dealing with a totally implied a comma. Let's say we're dealing with a direct statement of a comma. El delisha the ratio of mahani bo, mahani delisha the save of mahani bo. Now, the Tehran, according to this version, that Ein Zeneder Loyer Meklum doesn't make any sense. Yevshe Taduri Loyer Meklum makes sense. So what's Ein Zeneder mean? Those three words. So the Ran says, if he perish that, no, I'm sorry. By Perusha Lagasin and Bahak Brisa Ein Zeneder Loyer Meklum. So the Ein Zeneder Loy Masha Nedarim Shenadra Kavar. If he says in the dharma which you will make, I don't want, that's the case of the ratio implying what was done until now he does want, so no, it's not good enough. But he says Kadosh Taduri, it says Ein Zeneder, he's not referring to the future. Ein Zeneder means this, I mean there's the ready of this, it means it's here ready. So he's referring to what, so that should be a hafara, but it's not a, we're discussing whether it should be a hakama, that doesn't make any sense. Therefore that gears doesn't make sense. But Ulaman the Gorisle, there is a version which has that text in the Braisa. So he learns the Braisa totally differently. Refers to Braisa Hachi. He learns the Braisa like this. Armeli Ishtoi ben Dorim Shavru. Yashi Shetaduri. She made an edder already. He says, I don't want you to make the Dorim. Making the Dorim. Kamer Yashi Behen. Or he says not a netter. It's not a valid hafora. The hafora lashon refurish baya. We need a very clear lashon of hafora, and that was not a clear lashon of hafora. Pikzani called Nadorim Shetaduri. The phrase called Nadorim Shetaduri, which sounds like the future, a seed, the Mokam Avarhu. He's using Lashon of Osid in the place of Lashon Avar. Shenadart Kamar means the ones that you made, not Shetaduri that you will make. Vashikon Tubik Kvasei, the Kvasei, you find that usage is not uncommon. Inami Shetaduri Dafka, or it could apply to a future, and Teduri is the future. So what's that about? We're talking about a neder which already made. Believe it, really has a domer bal mefer of nedarim shalcholu. See, he's addressing the future nedarim which Kurt of Lezer, he could do so, but he's right. He's addressing them in a language of yafshir shetaduri. So he's saying he doesn't want it. No, that's not a hafara. It's not a valid hafara. Mesevik ktani, but the Kabbalah Mesevik says nehid of hafara by lashon mafurish. You need an explicit language of hafora for hafora. By hakama, behakama, bechami hanaklishni the tani basar hachi sagi. But hakama, you don't need a beforeish lashon of hakama. You can use these things, which just imply where there's just an indication of consent, but not an explicit language of hakama. Now, what's the difference? Why is it by hakama? An implied hakama is acceptable, but by hafora, an applied hafora is not. When you're be'enai, I would explain the time of the milsa. Kiva the kanya, the kamon, kain believe by kain. The person is the husband is just kain believe by. That's it. He has to be honest that he can no longer be mefer. So lagri hani lishni mikayim belibay. So these lashonos are indicating what's in his heart. That he wants the neder. That's they're not worse than that. Alafar kibin the kaimelon the hover belibay ena mufer. So he has to express it. Afkashu moitzi b'swasav. So the reason why he has to express it is because it has to be something which is expressed. So tzarech shehei l'shoinoi borer. It has to be an explicit, clear language of afor.
But that's only in the according to the gears.
They were discussing hafora.
Well, that had said ain't a neder.
Correct.
Yeah.
So. I'm not sure that the din, the could be the din is true according to everybody, but that's what the Bryce is talking about. Hafara of the Baal doesn't require this. It's something with the woman's thought process.
Well,
he removes the netter and it's only kalabo.
I was thinking about
right, so they don't use lashon hafora, they use lashon of hatara.
Hatara.
Right.
Yes, thank you. The basis is harata or
the basis is adam bishua. So Adam Bishua tells me that the person the pasuk is the Chol Asher Yivateh Adam Bishua. So Chazal Darshan Adam Bishua that when the Shua is made to have the power of a Shua, it has to be the full Adam creating it, because the Diba Shua is a supercharged thing. We're creating a reality just through Diba. So when I put the power of man behind that, it creates a Shua. That's Adam Bishua. So, because I understood that to mean, if part of man is the ability to think, and part of man is the ability to have a rutzim for something. So, You're making this neder. This neder will affect 10 areas of your life, and you only thought about the two areas that affect two of them. You didn't realize the other eight implications. So it's not really a man. That's not a full man behind it, because part of that man, had he thought about the other possibilities, would not have made the netter. So that it's not really the whole person behind the netter. So that's not a valid truth. That's a pesach.
That's a pesach.
Right? You're not saying that you have charat on the thing. You're saying that there's a flaw. There's something that there wasn't the full person behind it, because there, right? You didn't contemplate all the possible results that it's going to affect the person. Karata is a much bigger Kiddush. Karata is saying, when I made the netter, I wanted the netter. But now, I'm looking back, I don't have any specific situation which is causing me, I just regret the whole thing. So we're saying, that's part of the... that we need a full rotzen, and now I realize that my rotzen, I'm lacking in that rotzen. I can go backwards in time, as it were, and say that there was something wrong with the netter. So charata is in one sense more powerful, because it's addressing the whole netter, as opposed to saying, you know, I'm happy that it did A or B, but I don't like that it did C. Right? And maybe C is so important I wouldn't have made the netter, but I still was happy with A and B. Whereas charata is saying, I regret the whole thing. On the other hand, there's no flaw. So there's no specific flaw in the netter. So that's the issue, whether you can be matar be charata as opposed to everybody holds you can be matar with the pesa.
So when it comes to healing, are there also concepts of that, you know, someone did a key without realizing the extent of what the effects would be?
Can you be matar a hakama? That's a discussion later on.
You can
that the Baal can be matar his hakama. And then they can go be he can go be made for. You have your 24-hour period, or the day period. So, and she says the netter at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he says, "Wow, I'm so happy, so swell, I'm so happy you made that netter." Right? I'm dating myself. I said that was swell. Anyway, right. And then he says, you know, what did I just do? So he goes, so he has at the end of the day to be matur the hakama and then be mefer. Because by the end of the day, if he wasn't mefer, he wasn't mefer. Right. She can go be matur her netter, but she can do even after hakama, she can be matur her netter. Right. So the only question is, can he be mefer afterwards? He has to get it done by that day. But if he could, we'll come out, I think we come out, you can be matur hakama.